pledging your love to the ground.
Well, how do, folks? How are you today? My name's Lloyd Perryman, and speaking for all the sons of the pioneers, I want to extend you a great big hearty welcome to the Lucky You Ranch out here in California. We have Indian summer out here today. The breeze is humming through the barbed wire, playing a little tune that says, fall's coming. In fact, I guess fall is gone to some of you folks out there along the Lucky You line. And the old man that handles the thermometer is banked up a little snow along the north side of the house. That's what the paper said. By the way, if this is the first time that you've joined us out here on the Lucky You line, I'd like to tell you that every day along about this time, we all get together here at the ranch house and drum up a little something to eat and a few songs. There's a schoolmarm lives down the road. She drops in and eats with us here on the Lucky You ranch. And we've got
Lloyd. Yeah. Tell them about us giving away an acre of the Lucky You ranch every time we own.
Well, all right, Shug, you're right. Every day we give away a gold deed to an acre of land here on the Lucky You ranch. Of course, we just started last Monday, so maybe I'd better stop telling them what's going to happen.
That's right, and let's get a song in here somewhere.
Well, you know, I think you got something there, Shug. I do.
Drink my jazz from an old tin can while the moon goes piling high. I want to hear the song of the whippoorwill. I want to hear the coyote cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, make him sure step and fly back on those Texas plains.
Now each night in my dream, somehow it seems that I'm back where I belong. Just a country hick, way back in the sticks, back where I was born. Now the city lights and the city ways are driving me insane. I want to be alone, I want to be back home, back on my Texas plain.
I want to drink my jazz from an old tin can while the moon goes climbing high. I want to hear the song of the whippoorwill. I want to hear the coyotes cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range. Just to kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride, back on the Texas
very much, folks. And now,
boy, there's something about that. Them Texas songs sure remind me of home.
Well, where are you from, Shug?
Oklahoma.
Well, tell me something. Why should a Texas song remind you of Oklahoma?
Because I can't say
Texas.
That's what I said. You're always a button in.
I'll tell you why, Shug. You know, Texas is the home of some of the greatest range riders in the world. That's where, well, you take Texas, Kansas, Montana, Wyoming. Say, by the way, speaking of Wyoming, that was real rough country. A lot of history about it, too. You know, we used to do a song about Wyoming that featured Tommy Doss. He sort of took the lead in it. Isn't that right, Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about us doing that song, Tommy? Maybe your gal friend Betty Taylor's got her car radio turned on. She ought to be here about now. Hey, you want to do it just in case she's listening?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do it. Get something started. Cut out to you. Yeah, cut out to you. Are you going to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't overdo it now.
Long, long ago in old Wyoming lived a maid, fair as the sweetest flower blooming in the glade. She loved a bandit bold who roamed the prairie o'er, and every night she'd listen for his call. Then far to the west his voice come ringing, riding wild horses come singing, heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay.
Heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ip-i-oly-ay. He brings a token of his love. Swift as the wind he goes high in the hills, he knows she's waiting for his heel.
never to return. Danger was waiting, now his love must ever yearn. Long days and lonely nights she waited all in vain, till winter passed and summer came again. Still every night when the moon came shining for his song, her heart was pining. Heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay.
He brings the token of his love. Swift as the wind he goes high in the hills, he knows she's waiting for his heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay.
One night an angel brought a message from her love. Told her he waited in the starlit sky above. Softly she closed her eyes and bade the angel go, and then the whole world echoed to his song. For straight down a moonbeam he came riding, out of the sky on a winged horse gliding. Heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay.
Heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ip-i-oly-ay. He brings the token of his love. Swift as the wind he goes high in the hills, he knows she's waiting for his
Heely-oly-ip-i-oly-ay. You know, while I go back here and tune up my guitar just a little bit, which always seems to need it. Tommy, would you like to tell the folks about the acre of land we give away here on the Lucky You Ranch every day?
Mm-mm.
Well, okay. How about you, Ken?
Well, knowing that Tommy Dawes is all talked out and that the acre of land that we give away here on the Lucky You Ranch every day is a favorite subject with all of us, I'd sure like to tell him about it, Lloyd.
Wait a minute. Let me tell him. I'd plan to tell him. The acre of the... I guess you'd better tell him, Ken.
Okay, Shuggy. You know, folks, every day here on the Lucky You Ranch, we actually give away an acre of land. A real gold deed for somebody's good deed. Some thoughtful person who has gone out of his way to help his fellow man. That person really gets a gold deed to this acre of land. A real legal deed, and they can own it all the way down to China. So if you know of someone who's done a deserving deed, write and tell us about it. Our address is just Lucky You Ranch, ABC Hollywood. We certainly thank Mr. Stevenson for writing in, and here's Lloyd with the letter about today's gold deed winner. Lloyd?
The letter says, there's a man that lives across the street from us that I wanted to write and tell you about because I think he deserves a lot of credit and maybe an acre of land on your Lucky You Ranch. He's a janitor at one of the banks uptown. But at night, when I see him get off the bus and walk down the street, I notice that all the little neighbor kids run up to him and say hello. Because even though he doesn't have the money to buy presents for the children each day, he'll always take the time to mend a broken toy for a child's broken heart. He may be just a janitor to some people, but to these kids, he's got the key to the biggest bank in the world, a kid's heart. There's not much else I can say except this wonderful man's name is Mr. Hubert Brighton. The letter is signed Val Stevenson. Well, I'm sure that you'll all agree that Mr. Hubert Brighton would be a good neighbor here on our Lucky You Ranch. And to him goes today's Gold Deed Award, an acre of our Lucky You. Along with his gold deed, we'd like to send a song salute. This is especially for you, Mr. Brighton.
When you come to the end of the day and the night calls your worries away. Do you ever watch the setting sun and dream of things that you might have done? Do you turn from your work with a smile? Do you feel that it's all worth the while as you dream the twilight hours away? When you come to the
and that was for Mr. Brighton up in San Francisco, who won today's gold deed to the acre of land on the Lucky You Ranch, the place that we hope someday will have the best good neighbors in the world. You know, on Saturday night, we kind of throw off our work clothes, polish our boots, throw cornmeal on the linoleum, push back the furniture. Chances are we'll be dancing to Hugh Forrest Fiddlin', an old-time shoddy, something like this one. The way we dance and the music we dance to when we get together every Saturday night. By the way, Miss Betty usually joins in on those shindigs, and she came in while the fellas was playing that one. How are you, Betty?
Just fine, Lloyd. Gee, I wish I didn't have to get back to school so early today. But you know, I had to keep little Johnny Morgan in at lunch again.
What did he do?
He put a toad in one of the girls' lunch pails.
Oh! Well, that's different, him putting a toad in her lunch pail.
Well, what's so different about it, Chug?
It's usually a turtle.
You know, he's such a wonderful little boy. I'll bet Tommy was like him when he was young. Weren't you, Tommy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, noisy and cute. Don't you think so, Ken?
I don't know.
Well, that's what you said last night when we were sitting around the campfire.
I did not. I just said he was noisy.
Gee, I thought that was fun out there with the smell of those wonderful steaks in the moon. And that song you were singing, Ken, I...
Angels come to paint the desert nightly, while the moon is beaming brightly along the Santa Fe Trail. Stardust scattered all along the highway on a rainbow-colored skyway.
along the Santa Fe Trail. Beside you, I'm riding every hill and dale, while shadows hide you, just like a pretty purple veil. Thereby hangs a tale I found you, and the mountains that surround you are the walls I built around you. Along the Santa Fe
Beautiful, Ken.
Well, thank you, Betty.
You know, when old Ken gets his back to the fire and smells that food a-cooking and all that kind of stuff, why, he's just...
But, Lloyd, that was last night you're talking about. This is today.
Oh. Well, I'm just partial to any time out here on Lucky You, and one time in particular.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, it's noontime when Betty comes down from the schoolhouse and gives us a little song. What you got for the folks out along the Lucky You line today, Betty?
Well, how about this? Won't you ride in my little red wagon? I would love to pull you down the street. I'll bet all the kids will be jealous when they see my playmate so sweet. Hold tight till we come to the hilltop. We'll coast down the hill, you and me. Won't you ride in my little red wagon? 'Cause you are my sweetheart to be. Oh, won't you ride, ride, ride in my wagon? I would love to pull you down the street. When they see my playmate so sweet, hold tight till we come to the hilltop. We'll coast down the hill, you and me. Won't you ride, ride, ride in my wagon? 'Cause you are my sweetheart to be to me. 'Cause you are my sweetheart to be.
Golly, that is nice, Betty.
Oh, it sure was, Betty. Hey, and how about that song that Shug was trying to reach those high notes down? You know...
I can hit her now. I can hit her today. I can hit her right between the horns, boy. You don't?
No, I don't.
All right. Now, I'd like to make it a definite. I'd like to sing this one for all the little boys and girls out along the Lucky You line. So get up close to the radio there, and I'm going to sing it for y'all special. So if there's a little... ain't nothing going on here for a minute. It's me directing this band, so stay with me, young'un. Here I go. Be with me.
I am a little tiny bird. My name is Tweety Pie. I live inside my bird cage, hanging way up high. I like to swing up on my perch and sing my little song. But there's a cat that's after me, and it won't let me alone. Putty cat just creeping up on me. I did a talk, putty cat, as plain as he should be.
Great big fat old cat, Sylvester is my name, and only have one aim in life, and that is very plain. I want to catch that little bird and eat him right away. But just as I get close to him, this is what he'll say.
Footy Tad, just sweeping up on me.
You bet he's gone, Footy Tad. Footy Tad is me.
Footy Tad into me very bad. He sneaks up from behind. I don't think I would like it if I knew what's on his mind. I have a strong suspicion his plans for me ain't good. I am inclined to think that he would eat me if he could. I'd like to eat that sweetie pie when he leaves his cage, but I can never catch him. And it throws me in a rage. You bet I'd eat that little bird if I could just get near. But every time that I approach, this is what I hear. I told that top, put it down, did you sweep it up on me? I did, I told, put it down. As plain as he.
I can't never make it, boys.
Oh, Jan, that was real cute, wasn't it? You know, I'd like to stay here and visit all afternoon, but I have to be out there ringing that old school bell in about a half an hour. And you know, it's a mile down the road, but I want to be sure and have time to hear about today's Lucky You mail.
Well, Hugh's been working on the mail all day, picking out our thought for today. By the way, Hugh, you got one all picked out?
I sure do, Lloyd. We got a good one. The fact is, we got a lot of good ones.
Gee, I want to wait and hear that. All the kids at school have been talking about the motto Hugh picked yesterday.
Well, I hope I have another one just as good today. It's from Mrs. Georgia Hammond in June Lake, California. Mrs. Hammond writes, I think I have a thought that you might like to have because maybe it will help you like it helped me and my husband. Down through the years, we've had our problems like everyone else. Sickness, worries. But through it all, we've managed to keep our love and our faith. At the end of every day, regardless of how good or bad it may have been, we say to each other, there's no bad today that can't be helped tomorrow. There's no word can't, regardless of the problem. We only know the meaning of can. As my husband says when we heard you on the radio, send them what our milkman said. There ain't no ain't. It's all is. A letter is signed, Mrs. Georgia Hammond.
Well, you really picked out a wonderful thought there, Hugh. There's no bad today that can't be helped tomorrow. There's no word can't, regardless of the problem. And for Mrs. Hammond, who has found her own thought of gold at the end of the rainbow, here's a song salute.
The boss is hanging out the rainbow. I'm old. Why should I be grieving? Clouds are leaving. The boss is hanging out a rainbow. Hi-ho, now the grass is greener, air is cool and cleaner. I saw him throw his lariat
I saw him catch those angry claws and burn them with his breath. Hi-ho, now the sun is blazing. Hungry cattle grazing. Is hanging out a rainbow.
The boss is hanging out a rainbow.
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 About time we were getting back to our chores here on the Lucky You Ranch. But we're going to be back tomorrow at this same time on the Lucky You Line. We sure hope that you'll all stop in to say hello to us. There's only one thing worrying me, though. It sort of looks like there's a romance budding between Tommy and Miss Betty. Sure hard to get teachers for these little far-off cow country schools. Particularly if they're as pretty and sweet singing as our Betty. Well, we come in from the ranch and are broadcasting here from Hollywood for a brief spell. There are a few tickets available every day while we're here in town. If you'd like to come in and hear us play and sing, why not write for the number of tickets that you'd like to have? Our address is Lucky You Ranch, ABC Hollywood. Lucky You Ranch, ABC Hollywood. Do this right away. Remember, tomorrow we'll be back at the same time on the same station. Till then, George Putnam saying goodbye, lucky you. America's Soul on ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.